What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking It, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Fringe, back from the Pokemon World Championships 2022 in London. Here we go.
Wake up.
It's time for another episode.
I thought you were going to play a sound effect, like a little soundboard, like a clap, or like a woo.
Oh, no, I did the wake up.
Wake up!
Oh, we didn't hear it.
Yeah, we didn't hear it.
Oh, did you not hear it?
Nope.
No. Awkward. That's so awkward.
All we heard was this.
Every time. All right, here we go. I'm going to change it real fast.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wake up!
Oh, there we go.
Got me good. Wasn't expecting it.
Awesome.
Just when you
awesome.
Least expected.
No problem. I got you.
We're good.
I got you.
We're back
from the Pokemon World Championships 2022 in London. It was a, if you didn't listen to it, it was literally an action-packed episode. Mr. Jordan Fringe, you were not able to make it.
I had such a great time.
Yeah,
you know,
was
it was so
was
fun. We just got back. Boy, are my arms tired for flying. You know, it was a great time.
The jet lag really got you.
Oh, you know, it's such a great time.
Unfortunately, Jordan was not able to make it. You were sick. But
you
did have somebody filling in.
I did.
Your spot the entire time.
Mm-hmm. And who would that be?
I see what you did there. That would be none other than Mr. Bear Walker. That's right. Bear Walker filled in for Jordan Fringe, not just as a special guest, but as a co-host.
Yep.
Official, co-host with the most.
Yeah, filled in the entire episode.
Dude, we did a food taste test in that. I forgot about that. I know
you
this
did.
Was like only a week ago, but like so much happened in such a small amount of time. And we even tried Greg's, the food.
What did we taste test? Was it a sausage biscuit roll?
It was a sausage roll. It was like literally sausage inside of like a croissant or something.
It was good.
It was really, it was pretty good. It was solid.
It was good. I liked it. But we do have a lot to talk about since then. Of course, we're going to figure out what is going on at the Pokemon Center, and there's actually a good amount going on at the Pokemon
Center.
What
is going
on? We're
going
to talk about billionaires.
What?
They have their own club. It's a billionaire boy club.
The boys club, specifically.
Yeah. Crocs. We're going to talk about Crocs.
Crocodiles.
We're going to talk about Pokemon Worlds, Lost Origin, and Incandescent Arcana. The newest set releasing in Japan. We're going to go over that as well. But like we like to do every single week, of course, we do have a new episode of Heavily Played Up right now. If you want to go listen to it, our Patreon exclusive podcast. That's how much it is. It's only $5. Just search Shadowless Podcast on Patreon, and you can listen to this podcast where we talk about just whatever comes to our mind, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And also the video version for last week's episode, the live one at Worlds, I think it should be up by now. I got the footage up late because my hotel Wi-Fi in Amsterdam was not very good.
That's right.
Our files were massive, like our personality.
Amsterdam? I thought you went to London.
Oh, I went to both?
Wait, you're telling me that you said...
What?
What? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What?
And you went to Amsterdam?
Yeah.
That's a lot of traveling, Dan.
I did. I wanted you guys to come with me.
I didn't get the memo.
I literally wasn't.
After Worlds was over, I flew back to Indiana. Danny, you stayed for a few more days. Going out and about.
Europe.
That's why the footage was a little bit later, because you actually had the video file footage. I didn't have that. So
I like tried to upload it, and it said literally for the podcast, which was like an hour, it was going to take me like 11 hours to upload the footage.
That's
so
it?
So I uploaded like two files, and then the rest of it I had to wait. So
you weren't that dedicated.
My computer wasn't that dedicated. The Wi-Fi wasn't that dedicated.
Okay,
but I did have a great time.
How much
what would have been the cutoff for hours?
Well, it was just my computer would shut off before then. I kept trying to leave it up, and then it wouldn't stay on. So,
all right, so not dedicated. Gotcha.
Yeah,
it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, can I ask everybody How was your weekend? What'd you do over the weekend? What'd you do? Tell me what you did. We haven't got to talk about this in the past 2 weeks.
This
so
is
I gotta
true.
Know how your weekend was.
Danny.
Yeah?
Exactly.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great! Thank you for asking! I had a really good weekend. And
What'd you do?
So I went traveling. I did a whole bunch of adventures. I rode my bike. Rode a bike everywhere. All over Europe, aka specifically Amsterdam. But then I hopped on a plane after all my adventures. Went and explored everywhere. Saw so many sights. I even opened Pokemon cards. And I went on a boat cruise. Well, a little canal. A little canal cruise in a very slow boat.
Wow.
But then I got on a plane and I came all the way back here.
Yeah.
And then I took a nap. A really big nap.
Danny?
Yeah. What?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thank
you
for asking.
Let me ask you this. Did you have any jet lag whatsoever?
Yes. Because
I keep
waking up at like 5 a.m. Yeah.
I didn't have none.
What?
Not at all. It did not affect me one bit.
Dude. Well, what had happened, you see, was like, yours was probably a similar thing. So my flight out from London was at 10 a.m. London time. So I get on the plane at 10 a.m. It's like 11-hour flight, right?
Yeah.
I land and it's like 1 in the afternoon in L.A. Literally like only 3 hours of like actual daytime had passed, but it had been like 11 hours. So like I was so tired by like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, yeah, so for me flying back, I was only a 5-hour difference being in Indiana,
no,
so Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, got me good.
And so then, I arrived back in Indiana at like 11:30 p.m. So I just went home. Yeah, I just went home and just like went to sleep and woke up at my normal time and everything was good to go. Yeah,
would
it was really
plane?
Weird.
I, was
I didn't
was
sleep
so
on the
tired.
Plane at all either.
I did a little bit. Dude, I didn't realize this for those international flights. You get 3 meals on your plane.
I only got 2 meals. Because you were traveling farther. So
Because you had a layover. Yeah.
What did you have?
Direct flight for the food?
Yeah. What'd you
there
have?
There was one of the meals was like a mashed potato, chicken, bacon thing.
Oh.
It's like all mixed together. Almost like one of those like KFC like chicken bowl thingies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
The famous bowls,
the famous bowls. Mm-hmm. Big bowl. And then another one was like this cute little sandwich with like a little lemon sponge dessert. And then, I can't remember what the other one was.
Tilapia.
Filet mignon.
Legit, honestly, like sounds like it would be part of that plain meal.
There's no other time I'd want fish than when I'm flying.
Yeah, and just like the fishiest smelling plane. Amazing.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I had
that of fish.
On the way there, I had chicken marsala. That was on the way to London.
Amazing.
And then on the way back, 2 meals. One was a cheese ravioli.
Ravioli.
And then
sky
like a ravioli. Some sort of like pastry that had spinach and some sort of cheese inside of it. It was almost like a Hot Pocket type
Yum.
Of situation.
Oh, I had a grilled cheese, some kind of like glorified grilled cheese that they call it something different in the UK, and it was so cute, whatever they called it.
A mass
cheese.
I'm gonna
look it up. Grilled cheese in UK.
You sure it's just not called grilled cheese?
No, it was something really cute. Toasty. It was a cheese toasty with caramelized onions in it, and I was like, because the lady asked me, she's like, "Oh, would you like a cheese toasty?" And I was like, "What? No, what? What?" It's so cute. So anyway, I had a cheese toasty.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, "What? Cheese toasty."
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's amazing.
But they start. So this was the first time ever I've had like a meal on a plane. First time ever.
Yeah.
But they like gave you like an entire meal. It had like a little side to it, a salad. You got dessert.
Bread.
Right.
Bread
it was
and dessert.
Like,
yeah, the whole thing. Incredible.
So that was definitely an experience. That was my first international flight ever. Longest flight I've ever had. So I was a little nervous going into it for being on a plane for 9 hours. 6.5 hours on the way there, 9 hours on the way back. So I was nervous just for being in that space for a long time. But you know what? I would just like to say that I did very, very well. Like my anxiety did not get the best of me. Mm-hmm. I was able to, if I ever had any issues, I was able to kind of like close my eyes, you know, concentrate on something. Yeah, work through it, kind of calm myself down. And I did fantastic. So I'm very proud of myself on that. I was able to accomplish it. And I'm looking forward to another international flight. I'm ready.
Worldwide. Maybe to Tokyo next time, huh?
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, I want to go 100%. I want to be there. I know all of us want to be there. So,
Save for the podcast. Save for the podcast.
We'll save it for the podcast. We're going to talk about some of those reveals here a little bit later, in depth. If you didn't hear last week's episode, I know I did mention this. Bear Walker was on the episode, but we actually filmed it at Pokemon Worlds. At this creator desk that was in front of the main stage, so you can literally hear the crowd reacting to gameplay in the background.
Like one of the final, I think it might have been the TCG finals or something. There was it was like the finale for something.
The environment was really neat for the podcast, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I can't say this 100% for sure, but I think that might be the very first ever officially approved podcast at a Pokemon Worlds.
I think it had to have been. I think it's Shadowless Podcast.
Yeah. I think
we have the title, the first ever podcast recorded at a Pokemon World Championships.
I think.
Let's go, baby.
Could be wrong, but I think. So want to give a huge thank you to the Pokemon Company for flying myself and Super Duper Danny out to Worlds and taking care of our hotel as well, and letting us film an episode of the Shadowless Podcast there and doing sorts of fun content. So thank you, Pokemon Company. Obviously want to make sure that we are transparent with that so you all know. But as far as flew home with Bear Walker.
Oh yeah, you guys had the same connecting flight, because you were both flying to different places on your layover or whatever.
Right.
The same flight back to the United States.
We literally rode an Uber together, all three of us. His girlfriend was there too, they're both just super, super nice and amazing people. I love them both, and we drove to the airport together. We went through the lines together. We rode the same flight, had the same layover. It was just, I don't know. It was really neat. So I got to spend a day with both of them. And so thank you for letting me spend time with you.
Coincidentally, that's so weird, because you guys were going to different places and you both happened to have a connecting flight that was leaving at probably approximately the same time in different directions, opposite directions.
That's wild. That's fun. That's wild.
That's so fun.
What did everybody bring to drink?
Oh, cheese toasties.
Okay, all right.
In the blender, I made a smoothie. You saw my smoothie this morning.
I saw it was on your floor.
Cheese toasty.
I saw when the smoothie was on your floor.
Oh my gosh, no! We're not gonna. That was part of my weekend, actually. So my weekend was great, except for I spilled smoothie. I had smoothie splatter everywhere.
Dude, heck yeah!
No, not heck yeah.
Let's go!
I was devastated. I accidentally kicked over my smoothie, and it exploded onto the wall and on my floor. And I was really sad cleaning it up. So I was really excited about the smoothie, and then really sad because I spilled it.
Well,
I don't have a smoothie this time, but I'd like you to guess what I do have. It's a can. An aluminium can of
it's
something.
It's a kombucha.
I like that. I like that.
That was nice. I'll give that to you.
That was a good one. I want to say you have a Zevia.
Really?
Yeah.
You got kombucha and Zevia?
Yeah. What do you got? I knew it! With the condensation.
Creamy root beer.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They had a
12
pack at Vaughn, so I had to swoop in. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Nice. Oh, that's a good choice there. I like the creamy root beer. However, cream soda,
what?
You can probably throw that one in the trash.
Creamy root beer is great.
I've never said this on the podcast before, but I'm a big cream soda fan.
Never once.
Yeah, that's true. You've never said
cream.
That.
Yeah, fact check me on that. I never said that before.
Yeah, fact check.
Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you have over there?
I had
you already drink it?
I had coffee, but I've apparently finished it.
Jordan, that is empty. That's not even like, I finished it. Look, this little, like, look at that. Look. You leave the little sediment at the bottom. Oh, you clean that cup.
I can get the rest, right?
Yum.
No. Mm. Oh, God.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Yum.
Why would you do that?
So you don't have anything.
The forbidden sip.
I have nothing.
He just drank the last forbidden sip.
Okay. All right. Mm. That's fine. All right. Well, I, too, have a Zevia over here.
Oh, really?
Going with the cherry cola.
Whoa, with right the cherries there, on top.
Getting a little wow. dose of that caffeine. It is a caffeine Zevia. You know, zero's across the board. Zero calories, zero sugar, zero carbs, zero sodium. But the taste, my friends, is a 100. That's right, a 100. I did not see any Zevia while I was in London. That's all right. Perfectly fine.
They had Red Bull. You were okay.
Yeah, they had Red Bull. The Red Bull tasted different, though.
It did. It tasted good. I loved it. Yeah, but it did taste different.
A little different taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Like, I could instantly taste it. You know what I mean? It wasn't one of those, like, so something seems off. Like, I could instantly taste it, but it was good, though.
I wonder if it was just, like, one of their sweeteners or something. Because I think they're all still produced in Austria or wherever, but maybe it's, like, they're not allowed to use a specific sweetener.
Yeah, I thought maybe, and I, once again, I could be wrong on this, I thought sweeteners maybe were banned, like artificial sweeteners or something like that, maybe. Yeah, I'm not quite sure on that. Either way. Here we go. On the count of three. One. Two. Three.
Yo, Jordan.
Was there a crabby in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that?
Gulp, 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 sip, sip, drink, gulp. Mmm.
That's good.
That was really tasty, yeah.
That's good.
Delicious.
Wow. Hey, yo, it's so fizzy. Oh, sorry. It was my bad.
It's okay.
Now that we've officially gotten started here, can I, I want to specifically ask Jordan this question. Mr. Jordan Fringe.
That is me.
What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, let me tell you. The Pokemon Center definitely had some things that dropped.
That's true.
Oh, I see him.
The first drop was it's been 2 weeks, sorry, rusty on this. There's some jackets. We got some jackets.
Yeah, I see the jacket. I saw the
we jackets. Got some Moltres, Articuno, Zapdos, Pikachu, Charizard, Gengar, and Rayquaza,
dude,
Rayquaza, Rayquaza.
Sharp. They're like sport jackets.
Yeah, they're like sporty. You can like rip them off easily with like the button ups. You know, you hop on the court or volleyball or whatever sport you're playing, lacrosse. I don't know.
Nice lacrosse jacket for sure.
But something we'll mention later on. But this went up for pre-order. All the different versions of it. The next TCG set beyond the one that's about to come out. This is a November set. This is Silver Tempest.
Woo!
Which prominently features an Alolan Vulpix as the main mascot of this set, which is featured on the Elite Trainer box that there's a Pokemon Center exclusive version of. And then, of course, you get the booster box, the little booster bundle. That's the new item that's coming out with this next set, Lost Origin. And then, the individual packs themselves. But what if I told you there was one other drop that happened?
Ooh, okay. Go ahead.
What if I said the new...
Don't drop that. Not that drop.
What if I said that the new Gen 9 starters finally got their plushes?
No.
Yes, we're talking... Yeah, thank you, Brittany. I'm talking Quaxly. I'm talking Sprigatito. I'm talking Fuecoco. They're official... plushes, 7-inch plushes, except for Fuecoco, who's 9-inch for some reason. They are all $15.99, and they are available now to purchase as plushies. Yay. But you can also get I'm not stopping because you can also get them in keychain form That's right. You could get all three for $10.99 each in little keychain.
Can I ask a question about those?
No.
Do I have to own keys in order to buy one of those?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Wait, you can hook them. You can hook them to anything that they can hook on.
I thought they asked you when you.
You can hook
out.
It on your pocket.
Like one of those belt loops.
Absolutely.
But no keys.
But it says keychain.
Yeah, but you can break the rules.
I don't know. I feel kind of weird breaking the rules because it doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I feel kind of weird about that too.
Yeah. I feel like they would catch us.
But you're saying you're saying we can do it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. Would you like vouch for us if we get like in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, I said that we could do that.
No. Right. Yeah.
See, you're mouthing something else. You're saying that you wouldn't have my back. What do you?
I would always have your back.
No, I see what you're saying. What do you?
All right, these
we shouldn't risk it.
These normal size plush right here are $15.99. The keychains are $10.99. as well. Now, these are the first official drops on Pokemon Center for the next gen Pokemon. So if you are looking to add these to your collection, if you want the first official versions, here you go. Here's all three of them. I'm a Quaxly person myself. Quaxly is Team Psyduck. Quaxly is also against Ducklet, so we're on board with this. So Quaxly, I appreciate Quaxly in the fight against Ducklet.
I'm going
Coco,
by the way.
I'm Sprigatito.
Oh, we're all different. I love that.
I always used to do fire stuff, but like it's a little leaf cat.
Yeah, leaf cat's really cute. I think I figured out why Foy Coco is longer. I think it's the tail. They're measuring the 9-inch by the tail instead.
Oh,
I think.
Okay.
Right.
Anyway, I digress.
But it's also got the two hairs that are sticking up. So maybe that's
Wait. Yeah, it could be the hairs.
It could be.
Going over to the Silver Tempest Pokemon Center Elite Trainer Box, $50. This is the Pokemon Center exclusive one, so it's going to have different packaging, a little bit more extra stuff inside of it, different sleeves. Now, this one you actually get, and I don't think I'm wrong on this, but this is the first time you're getting two packs of sleeves inside of this.
I feel like they might have done that before with one of them, but I can't. I think it might have been like a special.
Did they?
I feel like they have done that before.
Yeah.
Two packs of sleaves? Really?
Yeah.
It might have been the Celebration. One. No. Celebration's only one.
I feel like there was one that did.
Yeah.
I don't think there was.
I feel like there was one too.
I don't think there was. I think this is the first time they've done two sets of sleeves in this.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I remember seeing that, but it might be just one of those, like, misremembered.
Also, hasn't the coin always been metal in these exclusive ones too?
Yeah, they've been. I haven't opened any of them that I've gotten, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
Because this is clearly a plastic coin in the picture.
But what does it say? Does it say it comes with a plastic coin?
Competition legal coin flip die is what it says.
Interesting.
But the sleeves, there is Alolan Vulpix and Lugia. So if you're a Lugia fan, there you go.
Nice.
10 booster packs. Deck box? No deck box.
So I guess maybe they changed the sleeves. I think one of the previous ones
had a deck box.
The Brilliant Stars one had a deck box and a pack of sleeves. And I think the Celebrations one. But that one
was
had something.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We digress. Ooh. I keep getting distracted. I'm so sorry.
You can pre-order it now for $50. It does not ship until mid-November, so keep that in mind. It does not ship until mid-November. And then just to go back to the jackets really quick, I wanted to add that on the inside of the jackets is actually a pattern as well with the specific Pokemon, depending on what you get. $120 for each of these jackets. At first, when I looked at them, I was like, oh, are these Pokemon Go jackets?
Because they
have that vibe.
Yeah, they had the Articuno, the Moltres, and the Zapdos, but then, you know, Pikachu, Charizard, Gengar's in there, Rayquaza, 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 Rayquaza is in there as well.
The buttons are also Pokeballs.
The buttons
like
are Pokeballs.
Pokemon Center logos is what the Pokeball design. That's amazing. And the pattern on the inside is really, really cool.
So these are really neat. It almost looks like they would be combined. It looks like it's a collaboration is what it looks like, but it's not. It's literally just Pokemon Company making these jackets, but it looks like it's from some sort of
like a private label collaboration, you know?
Right. It looks like there's a jacket that's similar to this. I think like Chalkline jackets, I think is maybe the name of it. It looks like maybe it's not theirs, but it looks like something similar. But yeah, they're all still in stock, so if you want to represent any of those Pokemon, there you go.
I'm like reading the copywriting on some of these as well. I'm sorry. I keep getting, once again, highly distracted. On the Moltres one, it goes, Chilly weather and grass types, beware. This cozy jacket is truly lit. They put lit in like italics.
I see what they did there. I see what they did. Now, here's the big question. Mm-hmm. Mainly aimed at one specific person, but here's the big question.
Oh, Danny's about to get it.
Oh, I don't think this is about me, Mr.
Did you buy anything from PokemonCenter.com? Not at an in-person Pokemon Center. Did you buy anything at PokemonCenter.com since our last episode of all three of us?
Jordan.
Me?
Yeah.
Specifically aimed at
one
person.
Why are you being weird, Jordan?
Me? Buy something on the Pokemon Center?
You buy something?
I may have bought a thing or two.
I'm just going to make guesses here, okay?
Only out of the new items. It's only out of the new items, because I'm not going to be like, well, I bought one thing from 7 months ago. You know, I didn't. That's only from new items.
I think you bought all three of the plushies. I think you bought Quaxley, Sprigatito, and Fukoko. I think you bought all three of them.
Okay.
I'm going to say you also pre-ordered one of the Elite Trainer boxes, Pokemon Center Elite Trainer boxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to say you really wanted one of the jackets, and you were contemplating the Gengar jacket, but did not get it.
This is an analysis right now.
That's what I'm all saying.
Right. Okay.
I'm going personality analysis.
Right.
I would say a Danny? Similar thing. I think you got the plushes. And I'm going to say two of the ETBs.
No jacket, though?
No jacket.
Okay.
Well, you're right on the no jacket. I got no jacket.
Okay. No,
but did you contemplate the Gengar?
I did not contemplate any of the jackets. I just found out about the jackets right now.
I thought that was a good guess.
Before the podcast started, when I checked, I was like, oh, there was jackets. I didn't even see
them. Are you currently contemplating any of them?
No, because I haven't looked into them too much.
Okay.
I'm sure they're cool. I only saw the back of the Rayquaza one. I was like, oh, that's cool. I got one ETB pre-ordered.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
And as far as the plushies, I did get all three of them. But that's not all.
Oh. Did you get the babies?
You get the keychains too?
The keychains were not acquired. I did get them.
You really?
You got the keychains. Yeah. You got the babies and the regulars.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Do you have keys?
No, but I have chains.
Nice.
Do you typically buy the keychains?
Well, I usually do for like the holiday drops, because I just get like all the stuff in the holiday drop. So I have a bunch of the keychain stuff, but they're all like themed for the most part for what they're from.
Right.
But I don't know. I thought it was cool. I'm just excited for the new generation. So I was like, yeah, I get the little ones as well. So
I get you. I did not order any of these. However, I think I am going to order all three of the plushies, the $15.99 ones.
Every generation, I try to grab as soon as they release those plushies early before the generation comes out, I always like to get all three.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm thinking about redoing my YouTube background here, and I think I want to add the three new starters into it.
Babies.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
So
but we also have some more. Danny, I'm assuming you didn't buy anything, right? You just got home.
I pre-ordered two of the ETBs. That was it.
Oh.
Whoa, you're down from your usual amount.
I'm surprised.
One to open, one to keep sealed. Yeah, I didn't get four this time. I like having the sealed case of them, because if you buy four, they will send it in a sealed Pokemon Center ETB case.
Whoa. Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. But I just got two.
I did not pre-order the Pokemon Center Elite Trainer Box one. So.
They did. I did see at the Pokemon Center at Worlds that they did have a bunch of the Pokemon Center exclusive ETBs.
Did they really?
So
here's the thing. There was so much at that Pokemon Center. It was like snaking around Pokemon Center.
You're at
so
a Pokemon
much.
Center. With yeah. And they had Pokemon Center exclusive items like ETBs, yeah, so the,
you know, what's,
skateboards.
What's really, I guess, interesting on Danny and I's part is that, like, I don't think we really focused on looking at the cards at all there.
No, they were on a back wall that we did not go. I didn't even go and look at it, actually. There's a couple little middle of the floor aisles
that just had like booster packs. Like you could not buy a booster box, but you were taking the packs out of the booster open booster boxes. So like you could take 36 packs out and buy them, but you could not grab the booster box to go buy. Yeah,
I heard that. I think Dobbs told us that because Dobbs wanted to buy a whole box, and it was like now you had to buy 36 loose packs for like $4 or whatever.
Which honestly, because they had a bunch of booster boxes open, so you could honestly might have better chances of getting more secret rares by like picking
mix and matching
from multiple boxes than buying one booster box. So that's actually kind of cooler, honestly. But yeah, the Pokemon Center there. We'll get into that when we get into some Worlds talk here in just a moment. But there was something revealed at Pokemon Center that I think Jordan is going to be a big fan because Jordan does love all the different Pokeballs from the Wand Company.
I like Wand Company.
And the Cherish Ball was revealed at the Pokemon Center in London. So as you walked out, after you checked out, or you didn't check out, you didn't have to buy anything, but there was a nice little display, which honestly, like, hats off to Pokemon Company for making this display of all the Wand Company Pokeballs, because it was really nicely presented. But they had every single one of them up there, and at the very end was the red Cherish Ball, kind of like making its debut. So I would imagine
that'll be probably soon for pre-order then.
Yeah, probably sometime soon. That's probably going to be up.
Those are this should be the ninth Pokeball then.
Oh yeah, it seemed like there was a lot of them on the wall.
Because I have
they had a bunch.
I think
of
the
them
last
on
one, the Friendship Day, was 8. So yeah, this would be the ninth one.
Oh wow,
So I'm assuming that Wand Company is probably going to make every single Pokeball.
Yeah, probably
at this point, I would imagine. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Actually got this one right here.
Oh, what do you got there?
Got the friendship one right here.
Oh, the power of friendship. Happy Friendship Day.
Also, to everybody listening, Jordan's birthday is may or may not be on Thursday, depending on when you're listening to this. Wish Jordan a happy birthday.
I have no recollection.
What do you mean you have no recollection? Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Tomorrow. Well, yeah, tomorrow when this comes out. So happy birthday, Jordan.
I'm old!
What are you doing on your birthday? Are you doing something crazy?
Everybody's excited for your birthday.
On my end, that just sounds like screaming, like screeches. That just sounds like cheering. That sounds horrifying. I'm working. I'm working on content.
What? Make a cake?
No.
Should we mail you a cake? A Pokeball cake?
Uh-oh.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. Amazing. What? You don't want a Pokeball cake?
No.
With a little...
Not in the mail, no.
I'll mail you a arrival. Slice, and I'll put it in an envelope.
If you could just fill, just take a regular envelope, open it up, and just squirt a bunch of frosting in there for me, and then just seal that up. Yeah. A couple sprinkles. It's fine.
Don't tempt me, because that sounds hilarious.
Yeah, until the postman gets a hold of a very soggy envelope with nothing in it but melted frosting and sprinkles.
Perfect. Yeah, so everybody make sure you wish Jordan a very, very happy... how old, Jordan?
Old enough.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Everybody make sure you wish Jordan a very happy birthday, whether it be on Instagram, in the comment section, on his YouTube channel, wherever. Just wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now, I know that you'll be partying on your birthday with a very special Pokemon that is now shipped out and in the homes of many people right now, including mine.
Across the globe, baby!
Lucario, life-size Lucario, has officially shipped out. Both myself and Jordan officially have them in our possession right now. Jordan, I think you have walked over to get yours right
this
now,
crazy.
Possibly.
I can't believe.
Okay, that's a long trek.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
It's me, Jordan Fringe. Yo, that is
so
that's
scary.
Way too lifelike.
Right?
Oh my gosh. It's so large. Look at it. Does it stand up?
Kinda.
Jordan, first thoughts. Oh. First thoughts when you open that box on the life-size Lucario.
My first thought was, wow, that's a big Lucario.
Dang.
this is what it'd be like if I owned a Lucario.
Can you move its arms? Does it have the arms that you can pose? They like, kind of advertised it like that, you know, like it was like holding up like a dish rag and stuff. Like it was like helping the lady do her dishes and like.
Yeah, it just kind of hangs out.
Nice.
I will say, interestingly enough, with the last the last few life-size plushies that have released on Pokemon Center, there's always been, you know, you pre-order them, and that there's a certain date till you pre-order them, but when they start shipping out, there's always some left for sale on PokemonCenter.com. However, this one is sold out.
Still says sold out?
It still says sold out, unavailable right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that there won't be some in the future. We've seen restocks, but the Lucario is sold out, so unless you pre-ordered it, you will not be getting one anytime soon.
Dun, so, dun, dun. It's like that Mareep.
I know. When it's like
come
the,
back in stock.
I still need the Mareep. Still need the Mareep.
So you could have placed pre-orders for this up until December 16th, and then it took an additional 8 months?
That's a lot.
Eight but it was months?
It was supposed to be here sooner, though, if you remember.
It was going to be in April.
Yeah, it was supposed to be here in April.
The Arcanine took 9. I think I counted, and it was like from when we pre-ordered it, it took 9 months. Like a baby.
There was that time period over the last year where it's just like there was a lot of life-size plushies that went up for pre-order very close together. So like the Slowpoke, then the Arcanine. Then the Lucario, like they were all very close, and now we're all caught up on life-size plushies. So I would hope that with the announcement of that life-size Spheal that was announced in Japan, I hope that pops up on Pokemon Center soon.
My son, I have the little baby one. You see the baby?
Yeah. Which, the funny thing was, at Pokemon Worlds, they were doing a funny little thing on Pokemon's Twitter and Instagram to where they had Spheals playing against each other, and they were, like, updating all weekend long, and then eventually the Spheals got kicked out for...
Yeah, they got disqualified from the event.
Yeah, for not having standard... Out. Yeah, not having standard legal decks.
And the referee, like, carted them out. And then they snuck back in wearing disguises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to see them in there. So the Pokemon, I don't think they ever posted this, but the Pokemon social media people came over to Zoe and I and had us pose holding the Spheals.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
So we got to see them in their little outfit. I love it when companies do fun stuff like that. Like, regardless of if it's Pokemon or not, like when companies like have actual fun with their whatever. Their
ideas.
They're like, hey, Spheal used a not standard legal deck and he got kicked out of the event.
One of the really funny ones that I just had, I had a good laugh at was, I don't know if you follow the official Pokemon Unite Championship Twitter. I think Pokemon did retweet this, though. But it was a life-size Slowpoke sitting in the crowd in front of the main stage, and it was completely empty. And this was after the Worlds was already over, and it said Slowpoke is ready for Pokemon World Championships.
Oh my god, I missed that one.
Yeah, Pokemon retweeted it, so you'll have to go and check that out. But it was really, really funny. It was on Pokemon Unite's Championship Twitter page. Nice. But very, very clever. Loved it so much. But that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, that is not the end of the podcast. No. That's right.
No.
We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, please remember, we are not... breaking the news, we are simply just discussing what is going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! Welcome back, everyone, to another riveting installment of Real Breaking News, our news segment that we like to do every single week. That's right. Every single week, where we talk about the news.
So take it away, Danny.
Yeah. What? No, I thought that was your cue.
Oh, I mean, you came in strong with it, so I thought you were just gonna carry it. So you're not gonna.
No? A carry on. I brought a carry on with my luggage. Yeah, I could carry the carry on.
Like so Worlds. That's what you want to talk about. Pokemon Worlds.
Yeah, we can talk about Pokemon Worlds. Let's talk about
Okay. Yeah. So when we recorded last week's episode, we were actually in the middle of Pokemon Worlds, but now that everything is over, we can talk a little bit more about it, and especially closing ceremonies. This was something that we were looking forward to all week long, because there is a reputation that closing ceremonies does reveal some new things about the TCG, the video game, and where Worlds is going to take place the following year. So a lot of us trying to guess where Worlds is going to take place, what was going to be introduced when it came to the TCG and the video game stuff. But I mean, let's go ahead and talk about Worlds next year, 2023.
Yep.
It's going to be in none other than Japan.
Woo! Hey, you know, here's the thing. Was it you who went around and asked everybody where they thought Worlds was going to be?
Yeah, that was me.
I literally guessed Tokyo, Japan. And you did. I was so dangerous. That was the closest you could have possibly been without saying the city.
You were close. You were very, very close. I think there was somebody else that said Tokyo as well. I don't remember who it was. Yeah. But.
Oh, somebody said Japan. I think Gilly. Sorry. Gilly said Japan, the country.
I think a few people said Japan.
Yeah.
So that was like crazy. I just was hoping for that, but I thought it was weird that it was actually.
And then Mystic correct. 7 said Alaska.
What?
No, he said Anchorage, Alaska, and I was like, Anchorage, Alaska. Yes. Yes, Alaska, finally. Someone is repping Alaska. It's almost like he listened. He listened to our conversations.
Yeah.
About Alaska.
You can see that in my, I uploaded a video on my YouTube channel, Real Breaking 8, on this past Saturday that was basically like taking you around Worlds for opening ceremonies, closing ceremonies. A really fun little video if you didn't get to experience Worlds in person. But towards the end of it, I had a good amount of people guess where it was going to be the following year, and then the announcement came after that. So Japan, next year, 2023.
Woo!
That announcement was it was intense.
That was so hype.
Because Ishihara was out there on stage, basically, you know, saying, "I got one more announcement for you." Where Worlds is going to be next year, and then they played this little video package, and it had, you know, original Game Boy, you know, footage, kind of like teasing
Vermilion
it.
City, right? Yeah, with the SSN, and it was like, oh, where they going to be?
Honestly, like one of the biggest crowd eruptions I have ever witnessed, as soon as it was in, you know, announced for Japan, so. That was very, very awesome. I got it all on video, so it was awesome to just see the crowd just go wild over it. First time ever in Japan. First time ever.
That's crazy. Because it had been in North America for, like, every year except for this year, right?
So it's been, you know, Hawaii a couple times. Went up to Vancouver at one point in Canada.
Been on this side of the world, or on, Japan's side of the world.
And went to London, obviously, this year. That was the first time ever in London, and now first time ever in Japan.
San Francisco, it's been, right?
San Francisco, Washington,
D.C., Boston.
Nashville. Yeah, so this is exciting. I want to go.
Boise,
I want to
go.
I mean, this is a...
Boise, Idaho. That would have been a bigger announcement.
This is a trip to Japan has always been on my list of my bucket list.
So we all said that we're taking like a month long extended vacation, right?
Right.
To Japan.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Shadowless Podcast can return to Pokemon Worlds in Japan next year. So there was that announcement.
And it's in Yokohama. Yokohama, Japan, which is south of Tokyo.
Yeah, just south of
it. To be more specific.
Yeah.
Also, we got the announcement of the first Scarlet and Violet teases for the Pokemon TCG. And, of course, you know, weeks leading up to this, we were trying to guess, like, all right, where did they go? We know they're going to get rid of V and V Max and V Star. Do they go to something new? We had even discussed, do they go back and revisit something from the past? And that is exactly what they did. EX Pokemon are returning, but EX in lowercase letters, not the capital letters. So that is a big difference between the two. So going back and revisiting the first EX Pokemon cards. And so we got a tease of those, which, you know, will then in turn mean, you know, we've seen with the capital letter EX Pokemon, the GX, the V, the V-Star, the V-Max, all of those Pokemon, there was a lot of basic Pokemon. Mm-hmm. That you could
that
just throw
evolved
out.
Evolved Pokemon that were, right. Yeah, they were just defaulted to basic because of that ultra rare.
Right. So, you know, a Charizard EX, a Charizard GX, like, you didn't have to evolve up to a Charizard. You just throw that basic out there and just start doing massive damage right away and very powerful. And I think now they're kind of pulling back a little bit on that and making this competitive play a little bit more interesting because now you would have to evolve up to that Charizard. Now, of course, there is going to be some basic EXs out there because there are Pokemon that don't have an evolution, but you're going to have to evolve up to them now.
Yeah,
so.
And on the screenshots and stuff from the announcement, they just left the spot that normally says basic, they just left it blank. They didn't put any stage, they didn't put stage one, stage anything, they just left it blank. So we have to wait to see, like, what those, because they announced, I think, a few Pokemon, but, like, the at least for those legendaries, they didn't put the stage on there or anything yet.
Right, yeah.
They might have for the... I don't know if they did for, like, the Mimikyu or the other couple of Pokemon they announced.
I don't think they did, honestly.
Yeah, they just kind of leave it.
I think everything was... I'm looking at... Oh, no, there is. So
on those ones?
I'm looking at images. So the Lucario does say stage one.
Okay, so maybe they're keeping the legendaries secret then, and that's why those ones.
The Mimikyu is a basic... But that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
There is Magnezone, which is going to be have to evolve as well. So that's honestly, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to.
That's interesting because it's been so long,
right?
That they've done because even with like level, did level X's? Did you have to evolve into level X's, or were they already? I think those. Oh man.
I think you had to evolve with the level X's.
Oh, was that Siri?
Just someone like, mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Siri weighing in right there.
No, Garchomp... Wait.
Did you not have to?
I looked up a random Garchomp level X just to see if you needed to evolve. That one...
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's a basic. I don't see the word basic.
Okay, maybe it was, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got to put it on top of a Garchomp. See, you're right. So, yeah, the level X's you had to evolve, too. So it was after that, like the EX era from Black and White and onward was when you haven't had that. I can't believe that was so weird. Why did she do that?
Also, what I thought was interesting about the legendaries that they revealed, like if you read the abilities, it doesn't have the basic or energy logo.
Oh, it just says two basic blank energy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's going to be very interesting as well. The EX logo is kind of crystallized.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it almost like in the terrestrialized vibe?
Yeah, that's what it looks like they're going for. There's like these little like sparkle patterns on like the holo design that look pretty cool to reflect like a shiny diamond or crystal or something. But what I like about the cards specifically for the EXs, because, you know, back when we go back to those EXs where it wasn't like, oh, here's the full card image, it would just be the little box and it would, like, come out of the box a bit or, like, you wouldn't see the full artwork. I like that not only does it come out of that box to make it look more, you know, 3D, but it's a light layer. All the text in front of, like, what the moves do and everything is just a lightened back layer, so you can still see the artwork continuing behind it. And I think that's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I think that looks that really good.
Cool. That's cool.
That's very, very neat. I'm excited about this. I'm excited to go into the Scarlet and Violet era. I think it's really going to change up the game quite a bit, and not just a little. I think it's really going to change up the game a lot. Mm-hmm. and with the meta, I think. I just think it's going to be just an overall big change. So looking forward to that. But also, you know, just kind of continuing on with Pokemon World stuff, the merch.
Yeah.
The merch was just out of control
this year.
In a good way. In a good way, I mean that.
So much merch.
Right. I mean, just going back to 2019, we were all there at 2019 at Worlds. Like, it didn't feel like there was that much exclusive merch for past Worlds. You know, you'd see, like, the normal stuff, the T-shirts, the hats, the play mats, the deck boxes, sleeves, all that stuff. But there was just so much this year exclusive merch. T-shirts. Umbrellas.
You got the umbrella.
I'm hyped for the
Nate
umbrella.
Nate got the exclusive umbrella that he's not going to use.
Well, I might use it. Just hang on.
You said you weren't going to use it.
I might.
For display purposes only.
I might.
You take
it
out in the
time.
Rain. You can take it out in the rain.
Give me some time. I might. I might. It's been. It started raining yesterday. I thought about it.
Yeah,
I thought about
maybe
it.
Maybe I'll bring out my umbrella.
Ella.
We get there.
So we get there.
We walk into the Pokemon Center for the very first time, expecting only two dice sets.
Oh my gosh.
We get there. There's four different dice sets.
What?
Four different dice sets.
Limit one per person. One of the four per person.
Yeah, one per person per visit. But then Saturday came around and they changed it to one
was that
per
Saturday
box.
Or Sunday.
That was Saturday. They were sold out. They were sold out Sunday. Yeah, they changed it to where you could actually get one of each box. Yeah, you could actually get the full set. So,
interesting.
Maybe they were just trying to, like, for the rest of the week, they were trying to, like, you know, limit it a little bit so there would be some saved over for the weekend. Obviously, the busier days. The plushies seem to be really, really popular this year. The Roserade and the Pikachu. There was only two exclusive plushies. Last Worlds, there was three with the Piplup, Eevee, and Pikachu. This year there was only two, and those sold out relatively fast. I think early in the day on Saturday they were all gone.
Yeah, it's wild because I feel like if you came on Sunday, just to, like if you were trying to go to the Pokemon Center on Sunday, most of the exclusive stuff was gone already.
Mm-hmm. So,
but I remember the line on like Wednesday to go because you could go to the Pokemon Center. I think on Wednesday the event started on Thursday, so if you went on Wednesday, the line to get into the Pokemon Center was so long. It was like snaked around like Disneyland style.
Yeah, like snaked up some around. Stairs and onto another floor. It was really really massive. Pokemon Company was nice enough to give myself and Danny and a lot of the other content creators there as well these like little neat merch bags for free. So they gave us some free merch while we were there.
Yeah.
So
oh my gosh.
Nice
with like a playmat. They had scarves, which I didn't even see that. Yeah, in the store, a scarf, some little pins. Yeah, those
lanyard.
Plushes in there. The lanyard
sleeves
was really cool.
In there. Also, another thing that they had at Worlds was. Almost kind of like, you know, the Pikachu mood figures that we've gotten.
The figurine.
There was kind of like one that was like that. It was a figure. It wasn't like a Pikachu mood figure, but there was a figure of the Pikachu in that costume with the World's logo.
It reminded me the graduation figures.
Yeah.
The packaging, like, because I pulled it out to take a look at it, it reminded me distinctly of the mood figures, like how they're packaged up and, like, you know, whatever displayed. Mm-hmm.
Those were actually really popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think those were one of the more popular things. Easily dice sets, skateboards, plushies, and that figure I think were like some of the top items there. And then speaking of skateboards, Bear Walker having three, not one, but three exclusive skateboards at Pokemon Worlds 2022 with the Galarian Ponyta, the Toxtricity, and the Pikachu. It's the only place you could get them. They're not going to pop up on PokemonCenter.com. That's something to keep in mind. This world's merch never pops up. Anything left over does not go up on Pokemon Center website. You have to be there in person to get any of this world's exclusive merch. So if you're a skateboard collector, unfortunately, you had to be there at Worlds to get these skateboards. But we did have Bear on the podcast last week, as we mentioned. He did a signing. That was the very first signing he ever did was there.
Yeah. Like a proper, proper signing. Like a big banner, too.
Yeah. Which was really, really neat. His signing location was also a Pokestop in Pokemon Go.
I did not realize that.
He didn't either. Someone had sent it to him, and he showed me. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so neat. But out of the three boards, Toxtricity, Pikachu, mm-hmm. Galarian Ponyta, we did, as much as we wanted to buy them, we couldn't because we just did not have the luggage. Our luggage was literally not big enough to hold a skateboard.
Yeah, you would have to like check it separately.
Yeah.
Which I guess like in the big scheme of things wouldn't have been too bad. But like still, yeah, it's like an extra thing. Like it just wouldn't fit in a suitcase.
Right.
It's too long.
So out of the three, which one were you both leaning towards the most? Like if you had to come home with one of the three, which one would you come home with?
You already know which one I wanted. Because I won't shut up about it. That Galarian Ponyta is so cute. The colors are amazing.
He even said
he did like a new style of paint on that one. Because you can tell it's like way thicker. Like it's like really, really vibrant paint. Like proper paint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like a completely different style. I really like that one.
So Galarian Ponyta for you, Danny. Mm-hmm. Jordan, what about you?
I gotta go with the Pikachu and the, you know, he's what it's called, Beef Eater, right? Is that what those are?
Yeah,
the Beef Eater.
Yeah.
The Fresh Fit. Yeah. We learned a new word. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
The Beef Eater is the outfit that Pikachu is wearing in the London's merch. Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna go with like what represents Pokemon World Championships 2022 in London, it's the Pikachu.
Yeah. Absolutely. It also has like, you know, iconic locations in the background behind Pikachu, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. it's cool.
For me, it'd be the Toxtricity.
I love that we all have different ones.
It just gave off a very like punk rock vibe. It just felt very like skateboarderish. It did have the like black and white checkered pattern, which reminded me of the Vans slip-ons, which I was wearing at the time. So
that was really fun. You were, like, literally wearing the shoes that matched the board. It was made for you, Nate.
I know. I wanted that one so bad. I kept, like, contemplating. I was like, can I get it home? Is it possible? Is it possible to get home?
Just check a second bag and just have it be the skateboard.
So those were really, really neat. Also, they went back to, with the skateboards, there was signed cards inside of them. Like, Do you remember Series 1 where it actually came with, like, the paper that was signed by Bear Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, the credit card-looking thing, but it was, like, the piece of paper. They went back to that for those boards.
Oh!
So you got, like, a little certificate of authenticity that was signed with it. Nice. So I thought that was kind of a neat thing to do.
Yeah.
But so much exclusive merch there. Danny, you're wearing a piece of apparel right now.
I got multiple shirts, dude.
A pink shirt says London all over it.
It's so cute. And then it's got like a little Pikachu silhouette on it. So it's like really vibrant hot pink. And then like a more like mute, like pink, like lighter mm-hmm. pink. And oh my gosh, it looks amazing. We both got these.
Yeah.
I was really hoping we'd coincidentally both be wearing it today.
I told you I almost did, but I haven't washed mine yet. So I decided not to wear
shirt.
It. But we did.
Yeah, this one was super fun.
I'm wearing mine. Like,
there you go.
Got his.
There you go. On Wednesday, we all collaborated on the idea of like, hey, let's just all buy the shirt and wear it on Friday.
Yeah, so we all wore it on the same day. Like most of the content creators. That was crazy.
Yeah, so Zoe Two Dots wore it.
I think Adam had one.
Right. Stefan.
Cruise ship. Yeah, Stefan.
Mm-hmm. Stefan had one as well. So it was neat to just like have a picture of all of us.
Yeah,
wearing
I think
shirt.
Roger and Reagan both had it on too, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe.
Good times.
I'm forgetting. Yeah, there's so many people that were wearing the pink shirt though. It was amazing.
Good times.
And in our meet and greet, we were wearing matching pink shirts.
That's true. That is very,
yes.
very true. But also, let's talk about the competition a little bit. So TCG, video game, Go, Unite, and Pokken. Now, this was the first year ever for Pokemon Go and Pokemon Unite to have world championships at the world
Big
championship.
Year.
And
it was the last year for Pokken, right?
Yeah, I believe it was the last year for Pokken tournament.
Wow.
Which, funny enough, on the way back, I was in line at the airport with somebody that won. I don't know what place they got, but they had one of the trophies, and they were literally carrying this big box through the airport that had the trophy inside
of it. Wait, that's so cool.
But it was from Pokken Tournament, yeah. So I don't know what place they got, but they got one of the top three to get one of those trophies.
Yeah, that's so cool.
But Pokemon Unite had theirs. Were you able to watch it at all? The Pokemon Unite finals?
Yeah, we were. So we were doing. We were working on a video. If you remember, that was like in the middle of when we were working on a video. So I caught a little snippet of it.
Yeah.
And then I rushed back to complete the rest of our 1 hour challenge. So watch a little bit of the Unite final.
Pokemon Go, I think, was one of the interesting ones.
That one was really, yeah. There was a big crowd for that, too.
Right. So in the Masters division, it was won by someone named Dancing Rob.
Dancing Rob!
I was hyped up on this name, Dancing Rob. But the interesting thing about Dancing Rob is that Dancing Rob played in the Last Chance qualifier.
Yeah. He didn't even know if he was going to play on the stage at all.
Literally just showed up to Pokemon Worlds, played in that Last Chance qualifier on Thursday, and ended up winning the entire thing.
What a flex.
It's one of those stories.
What a flex. Yeah.
Right?
Let's go, Rob. Yeah, so we were rooting for him the whole time just because purely of that, like the underdog thing. Like, he didn't even know he was going to be able to play, and then he made it that far.
That's a GOAT move right there for sure.
Wow.
All right, Dancing Rob. Whew.
I'd
like to get Dancing Rob on the podcast because that's a story I would like to hear. That is a story.
We got to head up Dancing Rob.
I want to buy the rights to make the movie.
Oh my God.
The Dancing Rob movie. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The Shadowless podcast will buy the rights.
It'll be called One Final Dance. And it's the story of a man who has one last shot at getting into this, and he wins everything.
The drama. That would be amazing.
We're on to something here.
I
like this.
I can see the trailer now. Yeah,
I like this.
It's so dramatic,
but it was fun to watch all the finals. I was able to sit down and watch every single one of them. I did not get to watch Pokken Tournament, but I watched Unite Go, VGC, and the TCG. So I watched all of those. Video game was very last. That was like the very.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we all got to sit together and watch that actually from the little content creator stage. It was overlooking the like big actual like stadium, the lower part that had it all. So we got actually an awesome view for that.
Right. Like I loved sitting together as like a group and watching that and experiencing it together. I mean, that was a fun time that I definitely will not forget. So, but that's it. Pokemon Worlds 2022 is in the book. We'll hopefully see you all at Pokemon Worlds 2023.
To Japan.
Here we go. Moving on along to the next topics. Just bringing up a couple quick things here. The Billionaire Boys Club, which is like a streetwear company, has collaborated with Pokemon to release some official merch.
Billionaire Boys?
The Billionaire Boys Club.
It's like a specific club because I don't know how many boys a billion is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like really.
I definitely like am not one of them. That's for sure.
Yeah, the Billionaire Boys Club. I feel like that's really not many people, but maybe it's enough.
I was going to pull the website up and take a look at some of this merch. I currently do not have any, so.
Hey, speaking of that, did you know that lobsters' teeth are in their stomach? Did you know that? Hey, wait, you guys, did you hear what I said? Okay. Wait, did you hear that? Did you hear what I said about the lobster teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Lobsters' teeth are in their stomach.
Where else would they be?
What? Like us, it's like in our mouth before it gets to the stomach.
But we're not lobsters. Stomach.
But that's, did you know that?
I know about dancing lobsters.
Mm-hmm. I almost brought it up during the dancing lobster bit, and I was like, oh, no, that's too far. It's too much. Okay, I have a follow-up fact if you don't think that one is interesting.
No, no, it was good. No, it was great.
You liked it? No, I have another fact. Don't worry.
So
I would like to address... I would like to address that last week I missed the animal fact simply because I forgot and I got distracted by
Honestly, it shows how dedicated you are to it.
No, so. I just forgot. I forgot. I don't know what happened to me. It was all the excitement of the event and also the Greg sausage croissants. Okay, Jordan has left. Jordan hit the elevator button and Jordan has left. The other fact, and this is still lobster related, but did you know that lobsters are not naturally red? Like, they're just not red?
Okay.
Larry the Lobster and Mr. Krabs. Oh, Mr. Krabs is a crab. Larry the Lobster is a lie. You didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, that's cool.
So, lobsters turn red when they're cooked, but by nature, they can be green or yellow or even bright blue. They're not red.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No. Yeah, no.
Why would they depict them as like red in like cartoons and stuff?
Because that's what your mind thinks of them anyway, so they're just
So cooked lobster is red, and now I can't see the world the same. But I do think it's interesting that they're
why would SpongeBob be a sentient talking sponge?
You know what? I'm tired of this.
Either way, Danny, thank you so much for the animal fact.
You're very
two
welcome.
Two of them this week. Very, very awesome.
Yeah, two lobster facts.
Unfortunately, you did not deliver one last week. You had one job to deliver an animal fact, and you did not. But that's okay.
I forgot. Nobody's upset. You know I was...
Shadowless Podcast is only going to be in London one time throughout our entire life. And then,
oh, my God. So, I was looking one up. Yeah, I was literally looking one up moments before the podcast. Well, while we were having lunch
I don't remember that, but that's fine.
You literally mentioned it. Like an hour ago.
I wasn't in London an hour ago, so that's weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Either way, this Billionaire Boys Club collaboration with Pokemon, going on the website, taking a look at some of this merch right now. There is like a, there's a hoodie.
Uh-huh.
Has Pikachu on it. It says Billionaire Boys Club underneath it. I don't think there's anything on the back of it. No, there's a big Pikachu on the back of it. With the letter B. That was... a lot of this is sold out, by the way.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, on their site, literally only one item is still in stock, and it's like a sweater. Like
yeah.
A reversible sweater.
Reversible sweater.
Else is sold out.
There's a Mewtwo t-shirt, which is very interesting. We got the Billionaire Boys Club tote bag. Which even the tote bag is sold out.
That's like one of my favorite items. Like that and then a future one that you're going to talk about in a second, I'm sure. But the tote bag, yeah. Really like that one.
We got another tee that just says Billionaire Boys Club and it has some like pixel
Pokemon.
Yeah,
the pixel art. Kind of like those pixel pins. It's like literally that same generation of pixel sprites.
Then we also have two more Mewtwo shirts, I believe. Mm-hmm. Or one more Mewtwo shirt.
One of them looks like it's the same. Yeah, one other one. Mewtwo curve tee.
And then last but not least, we have a very interesting one. We have a rug.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually.
The Pikachu Meowth rug. I love it.
Not that I don't like it. It's
circle rug.
It's very interesting, a rug out of all items to release, a rug. So
it sold out super quick.
So it was. The rug and the tote bag were my two favorite things. I feel like, what do you guys think about this? I feel like this is honestly, like, for the status of the Billionaire Boys Club, I think it's, like, a little generic. Like, I feel like I would have liked to see more of, like, a crazy crossover. And maybe I just don't know that much about the Billionaire Boys Club. But this could have been, like, any brand. For most
of
this, it could
have
been any brand.
Right,
you know
now, I know nothing about the Billionaire Boys Club.
I don't know. It just seems like it's, like, this could be just, like, you know, any other
Do they make
Pokemon.
Rugs? Do they make hoodies?
This
both.
Was my. I will be honest. This was my first time of hearing of this company, but I do like the rug. The rug was $350. It's like a circle rug. I like the rug, but then I also like the hoodie. I don't know why, but it's just it's very like it's very clean, simplistic. I like the back of it, so I like those two items. I mean, they all look cool. I would wear every single bit of this merch, but I think those are the two items that really kind of stood out to me. So, but unfortunately, they're sold out, so I won't be able to wear any of it.
Yeah,
That rug would be really cool. I'm looking for like a Pokemon style rug for my living room.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's perfect, honestly.
You get some smoothie on it.
Yeah, it wasn't sold out.
Has Pikachu and Meowth on it look like they're about ready to fight. Mm-hmm. Do a nice little battle.
Does it say the size? Do you know what size that rug is?
About.
It doesn't have a.
Two or three.
At least two or three. It literally doesn't say the size of the rug.
Oh, I would say at least two or three.
Yes, I'm.
It sounds so crisp. It's so crisp.
It is weird that it does not say the size of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they wouldn't put the size on there.
Either way, neat merch. I think I like when Pokemon partners up with companies like this, you know, to kind of get their take on something that we normally wouldn't get. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Very, and the tote bag's neat too. You know, now that I look at the tote bag, I really like that. Like it's got all silhouette of silhouette of Pikachu, and then it's got like kind of like a night sky type pattern.
If they would have done a shirt like this, I feel like that one would have been a banger. Yeah, because it's got like, it's like a sparkly, almost, it almost reminds me of like the Starlight TCG pattern, but with color added to it, like the sparkle.
Okay, thing. Yeah.
Like the original holofoil pattern. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. So there, I was looking at like one of the images. I feel like has another shirt in it that's not up for sale. But I could be wrong on this. It's just the back of the Pixel shirt. The back of the Pixel shirt has more Pokemon in Pixel that spell out, or not doesn't spell out, but it shows the letter B.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun. All right, that's Billionaire Boys Club. Hats off to you. Nice merch. And then we just wanted to mention that really quick. And then also one piece of merch that just has not really seen a lot of promotion yet.
Oh, not yet.
Pokemon Crocs.
What?
Oh, put them in sport mode. Give me
Pokemon
a pair
Crocs.
Of Pokemon Crocs.
Crocs.
Yeah. Crocs. I mean...
Crocs.
It's interesting that like this hasn't really been promoted out yet, but they were for sale on Amazon. I've seen pictures of them inside of like Crocs stores. There's kids Crocs, there's adults Crocs. I don't know. I'm just kind of surprised I haven't seen more promotion of this collaboration because
a pair of Crocs.
I've never worn a pair of Crocs in my entire life, but I would now.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I were to buy a pair, this would be what would get me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Pokemon, the Pikachu Crocs with, like, that beautiful sunset, like, the warm-toned sunset with the Pikachus all over it. It's almost like Pikachu, like, the Pikachu mood clothing. Do they have more than one design, or is it just the Pikachu one?
I think it's just the Pikachu
just
one.
Just the Pikachu one. Yeah, so it's just a bunch of different one. Expressions with Pikachu on it. And then the color is, like, from, like... white to yellow to orange, like a cool little sunset situation.
Really neat. So if you're looking for a pair of Pokemon Crocs, there you go. Go to your local Crocs store. They exist.
Oh, let's go, dude. I'm gonna
they exist.
I'm going to see where the Crocs store is.
You probably have one closer to you than I do.
Crocs.
I checked mine, and mine's like a 2-hour drive to the nearest one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that like an outlet mall?
Shoe stores. Oh, I found one. There's one in East LA. Crocs.
How far
at
would that
Citadel
be for you?
Outlet. It would be if I were to drive there.
Pretty far.
Probably like an hour.
An hour?
35 minutes. Just kidding. An hour with traffic.
All right.
Not bad. 35 minutes to get a fresh pair of Pokemon Crocs. I think that's worth the drive.
Yeah, okay.
What is it?
All right, I'm on board.
No. You want to... Okay. Are you going to fly out here and then we can drive the 35 minutes?
I'm going to pass on that, actually, but that's fine.
What? You don't want to get the Crocs? I thought you wanted...
No. Well, no, I do. I just don't want to fly out there and get them. That's the thing. That's
you don't want to... What? Why not? Where did Jordan go?
I don't know.
I had to go sneeze.
Jordan just leaves.
I had to
randomly.
Go.
That's like the third time. Jordan.
Okay, would you want me?
Where
to,
are you going?
Do you want me to sneeze on the mic and everyone
where
can
hear
me?
Where are you going? It's just like you don't announce. You're just like not. Even
okay,
like
yeah. Let me stop the flow of the
like
podcast. Let me stop the. Let me stop the conversation in between you guys speaking. Hey guys, hold on. Stop talking. I have to sneeze. Let me just
go sneeze.
You know, and I come back. And the audio listeners would have no clue.
That's fair. But we just see you disappear and you just don't say anything. Like, where did he go?
Yeah, that's the mystery, and I'll tell you
later. Doing anything. Oh, my gosh. The drama of it all. Well, I hope you had a mystery. Great sneeze. Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? You going to sneeze again?
No, I just wanted to leave that time.
Amazing.
Yeah, I knew you just wanted to leave that time.
Standing desk.
I'm scared you
next
might
up on part. The list of things to talk about, we do have the Incandescent Arcana releasing in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
But we forgot to talk about Lost Origin.
Oh, during we the did.
World, during the world we segment. Gonna, we did get to open up some Lost Origin. I have some Lost Origin openings on my channel right now. Pokemon Company was nice enough to give us some Lost Origin early to open up at Worlds and at home. And I'm going Pokemon. To, I'm doing big thank you to Pokemon. I'm going to do a pre-release tournament this weekend. So I couldn't do one upcoming this weekend. Past weekend, but I'm going to do one this weekend. Because I love to play in pre-release tournaments. It's just like everybody's same level playing field. You get the cards that, you know, you pay for when you enter the build and battle box. And that's what I just love. I absolutely love that same level playing field. Everybody's having fun. Good time. So I'm gonna go to that and film that as well.
We noticed in these build and battles, because we did get to crack a build and battle at Worlds, the build and battles for these have a 40-card deck in it. It's already got the 40-card deck instead of, like, the 23, like, starter pack. So it's already ready
to rock
and roll.
They weren't always 40, right?
Yeah. I think that's the first time they've done it. That's the first time I've ever noticed it. And we've gone to, like, nearly every pre-release, so I feel like we would have noticed that by now. But, yeah, I thought that was really interesting because it's, like, gone up from being, like, just 6 packs, no starter kit. Then it went to, like, 4 packs plus the little starter sampler kit. Yeah. And then now it's like a full 40 card deck, and you still get the 4 packs. So it's like they're
right. I think it was
evolving it as they go.
I could be wrong about this, but I think it was like 30 Pokemon cards that were not energies, and then I think 10 were energies inside of that. If I remember correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember the breakdown of it, but that would make sense.
So they were just going ahead and giving you the energies, whereas beforehand they would just send like a brick of energies to the store.
To the comic shop, and then they'd be like, what do we do with all that energy?
Yeah, so this might be a little bit of a better way to do build and battle tournaments. But we did get to open up some Lost Origin at Pokemon Worlds, and I got a nice little stack right here. If you're watching the video version on Patreon. I got a nice stack right there.
Whoa.
Of ultra rares.
Was that Thornton?
Thornton, that right there. Which Thornton. You actually pulled this.
I did. Oh, I did! Yeah!
This right Thornton. Here was, so you pulled the Charizard, the character rare, and the full art Thornton.
The two for one special.
And the exact same pack right there. So that was a...
Yeah. One of my favorite parts about those, the new packs that have the character hollow slot, is that you can get the double bangers.
Right.
Really nice.
Yeah, Danny just has those Charizard pulling hands.
Is it the hot hands? Mm-hmm. I've heard. The hot hands.
Can't stop.
I haven't opened up most of mine yet, but the one big pull that I got from the video that I think I'm going to try to release this week is a Mew VMAX gold card that Adam pulled.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
While we were at the creator desk.
Awesome, Adam.
Yeah. So, yes, Awesome Adam got a really awesome pull for me. So, I think that was my best hit. I don't have it here. I forgot to grab it. We were going to grab it, and I forgot. I got distracted. I got a coffee, and then I came back here, and I forgot.
I ended up getting this dark patch. I got the gold dark patch
right
there.
Oh, the gold. Ooh. Yes.
Marie's home. Eevee's going. Yay! Eevee's going wild. The full art Colress experiment right
that
there.
That one was amazing. I'm so jealous of that.
Go say hi.
Yo, Evie's excited about the Colress card, too.
Go visit her.
she's
trying to get me to go with her. And then the adorable Pikachu character rare.
It's so cute.
Sleeping,
a little snooze.
Sleeping Pikachu.
I love it so much.
You know, I got to give honorable mention to Snorlax as well.
Amazing.
So, a really neat set to open up. Aerodactyl is inside of the set. There's an Aerodactyl alternate art that
is
a lot of people's favorite,
Yeah.
Just whose favorite?
A lot of people's favorite.
My favorite. It's my favorite. What do you say? A lot of people.
It's so my favorite too. Yeah, like more than,
just you that like it, right?
Favorite. Yeah, I guess. Cool. But I just never.
Saw a bunch of fossil Pokemon. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I love that card so much. We've talked about this before. It's my favorite alternate art they've ever made ever, and I will do whatever it takes to get that card.
Hey, no, the Batman Noivern's still my top, but
nah.
I like the Rotom from the set. Rotom alternate art.
It looks so awesome. It
has a lot of Easter eggs inside of it. So that's the one
I'm going
for.
I didn't see a single Easter egg.
There was a couple.
I didn't see any eggs on that card.
Look like an Easter egg.
If you're wanting to go to a pre-release tournament for Lost Origin this weekend, if you head over to Pokemon.com, go to the Play Pokemon section. You can look up in your area where a pre-release tournament is happening and go and attend. They're usually like $25-$30 to play in one. You get to keep all the cards that you open up, so fun times. Great way to introduce yourself to playing the Pokemon TCG. So you don't need to take anything with you. I mean, I guess you can take damage counters and dice and stuff, but
I bring my Growlithe.
You bring your Growlithe with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, play mat.
Play mat, absolutely.
All the essentials. Yep.
Hey, about this,
maybe a little snack. Sorry.
Yeah, if they don't provide the snacks there, you can bring your own.
Yeah, sometimes you have a snack or two.
Yeah, a snack. Maybe a piece of gum. Maybe a little
cheese toasty. You never know.
Yeah, a little cheese toasty. You bring a little cheese toasty, a little tournament.
Incandescent Arcana releasing this Friday.
Woo! Whoa.
This
already?
Friday.
Why is there so much happening? Why are we going so freaking fast, guys?
If you want to see images of the Incandescent Arcana cards releasing this Friday in Japan, head over to PokeBeach.com. We love PokeBeach, PokeBeach's website, so show them some love. So we're going to look at the images there if you want to follow along.
But we saw PokeBeach at Worlds, by the way.
We did.
So shout out to PokeBeach.
Big shout out. Woo!
Wait, did you see the Growlithe in here?
No, actually, Growlithe.
Yo, wait, look at how cute it is. Look at how cute it is.
Danny. We can see it.
It looks like a Growlithe doing Growlithe things.
No, it's so cute. It's got his little tongue sticking out. Oh, it's prancing through the meadow. Oh, wait, this is really fun. So we've got Growlithe, and then also the McDonald's cards have a Growlithe in it, too, we found out.
Took Sarah's.
Yes. Sarah, we traded. We did a fair trade. And then Sarah also gifted me a second one because she got a second one. So I have two Growliths, courtesy of Sarah. I digress. This is really cute. This is so cute.
Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. That Finnegan is very adorable.
Right. No, I was talking about Growliths.
You know, the Zarudes, you know, just hanging out.
No, stop it. Stop being so Zarude.
So you're saying Fennekin's not adorable? What are you saying over
there? Fennekin's adorable.
Yeah, there is a Radiant Alakazam. Growling. You're right, Danny. It's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, Radiant Alakazam is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty
honestly,
cool.
I think that's one of the cards that a lot of people are excited about for this set is the shiny Alakazam.
Yes.
The Radiant Alakazam, technically, but it is a shiny version of Alakazam, and I think a lot of people are very excited about this. And I know I saw some people mention that they were excited about this because this is one of the first Alakazam cards in a while that's not 3D. The art is not a 3D image. It's
It's 2D, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 2D art piece. So I thought that was very interesting as well.
Yeah.
That is
cool. The background's cool on it, too.
Yeah.
But there, I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a Jinx inside of this.
Tomokazu, yep.
I was just about to point that out. That's got to be one of the coolest arts in the entire set. This is probably my favorite Jinx card.
It's because it's Tomokazu, right?
I'm telling you. Out of the park. This is amazing.
I'm trying to get everybody on board with this Tomokazu train.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Sugimori is still my favorite, but I'm saying that Jinx artwork is phenomenal.
I will say the Ho-Oh is really, really gorgeous. The Ho-Oh V.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Looks like a painting, like a big wall painting.
I wonder if that was done digitally or if that was originally traditional art.
I don't know. I don't know how to do any sort of
strokes on it. Yeah, I don't know. Because it looks like a combo of both. I bet it was digital, but they used like certain markers and stuff, or like brush strokes to make it look traditional.
We also got Radiant Jirachi.
Yep.
Inside of this set. So that's a shiny Jirachi, technically.
Yeah.
We got All Wild, the Mall Wild V.
Nice.
We got a Radiant Serena.
That's right. Radiant Serena.
Oh, I missed the Radiant Serena. Hold on. Oh, wow. How elegant and graceful with the little tropical flowers. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Of course, one of the big standout stars of the set is going to go Growling. To the Alolan mm-hmm. Vulpix.
It's so cute. The V-Star. So it's got a V and a V-Star, which I can't remember the last time they've done
Hasta la V-Star, like baby.
Okay.
God, you've just been holding on to that. You've been holding on to that. Like, all right, when should I say it? When should
now?
I say it?
Now.
Now. Go. Hasta la V-Star. But the fact that a lower evolution, basic,
right.
like, yeah, Vulpix got the V and the V-Star. It wasn't like a Ninetales V-Star. It was a Vulpix.
So we've That's seen it with awesome. We've seen it with Pikachu, and okay, we've seen yes. it with Eevee,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's it, right?
I can't remember another one. I kind of forgot that they did it with. They didn't do a Pikachu V Star though.
Oh, not a V Star. They did Pikachu V Max.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just regular V.
Yeah, I can't think of any right now.
Yeah, I think that's
that's
think
pretty
that's
cool.
It so very it's very history. Interesting. And then also we got Magearna V inside of the set as well. And of course, Love Disc. Not V, but just Love Disc.
Just mm-hmm. regular Love Disc. Just a
regular Love Disc. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a little heart shaped fish.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. A lot of these cards we're gonna see inside of the Silver Tempest set that releases later this year in November. I don't know if we'll see all of them, but we'll probably see a good portion of them. Some of the packaging has been revealed for Silver Tempest. Lugia is on the package artwork.
Reggie Licky well. And Reggie Drago are also
oh, yeah.
getting the spotlight on some packs.
Dude,
It'll,
the Reggie Licky one looks amazing.
I would say pack art. This is, you know, obviously Lugia in there is like more a common thing. We've seen Lugia on like pack art before plenty of times, but out of the three other options, it was, you know, it's interesting. You get two newer Pokemon that are both very different looking to a regular Pokemon, you know,
right.
that take up two different pack arts, which is cool to see. And then Vulpix getting a pack art. So it's an interesting
Vulpix, yeah.
Alolan Vulpix. It's a very interesting array of who chosen for pack art.
It's so random. It's so cute. Maybe there's going to be something that ties in, like, with the anime or something that Alolan Vulpix has a big
there has
debut.
To be.
Like, something soon that they haven't announced yet. Or, it does seem, like, a little too random.
Or whoever on the team who makes the decisions for this stuff. It's like, all right, you can pick whatever Pokemon you want to put on the cover of the next one. It's your choice. And they're like, I know the perfect one. It's their favorite.
Somebody just asked their kid, hey, what Pokemon would you like to see on it? Oh, I would like Alolan Vulpix, please.
I've been waiting on
Done.
This. For months.
Yeah. Finally.
Finally.
It's time.
But that releases this Friday, so that means we'll probably start seeing Ultra Rares, you know, around Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So next week on the podcast, we'll go over the Ultra Rares, the Secret Rares, all that good stuff right here. But until then, you kind of have a little bit of a list you can take a look at on PokeBeach.com. Head over there. A lot of stuff that we had to talk about this week to kind of catch up on everything. So I think next week the podcast will be back to a little bit more structuredness after, mm-hmm. you know, coming back
from
Pokemon
World. Are you saying we're not structured?
No, I'm just
right
saying,
now?
No, we had a lot to we had a lot to discuss
back.
This week.
No, we're saying
gosh,
we're built like a Jenga tower.
Yes!
Right. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. For sure. And you know what? That's it for the podcast this week.
Okay.
That's it. You know, I hope you all had a good time. I hope you all relaxed.
This has been so fun. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. It was good to catch up also because I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a while.
You just saw each other.
I know, but it's been too long.
I'm the only one who hasn't seen anybody in forever.
I'm sorry, Jordan.
We saw you
from the
in
Pokemon
June.
Center. Yeah.
In June, you were down here.
You know how long ago that was?
That was months.
It's 2 months ago.
Is it been that long?
It's been a while, yeah.
Wow.
Almost 2 months, right?
Yeah.
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 Huh. Yeah, I saw Nate at Gen Con, and then I saw him like last week.
And then a week later
just,
at Worlds.
Just keep going great. And hanging out without me. Have fun. Oh, we're going to Gen Con. We're going to London. What's next? Oh, we're going to Japan. Oh, we forgot to tell you.
We just book everything without you.
Oh, we
Sorry,
forgot
girl,
to tell
without,
you. We're,
without you knew.
We're actually recording in Japan right now.
We're both in Japan. Yeah.
We just didn't want to break it to you. Hey, you know, that's it for the podcast this week. You know, if you're listening on, let's say, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that rating and or review. Help us bop to the top.
Skilly bop bop bop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts, and we'll see you all next week, right here on
the Shadow Witch Podcast.
Hey, did you know that?
No.
There's,
No.
Oh, there's Funko news. I have Funko news, everybody. It's Funko news time.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.